listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We had a great first hour. And this is the first hour to this group of stations. So in all, we have 3 hours. But two only for you to call in for me, and one from another day that you may never heard this program. So, you know, I'm 86 years old. I'm doing six hours a day. So one of those hours has to be. So it's all in transparency. Not like this. Your president. Transparency is very important. No tricks here. But you will enjoy all the programs. You won't, with that particular one, you will not, won't know which one it is. It's always the best of whatever was done in the past. Thank you. So we're going to start taking some calls, I think, right away. And if you're listening to this hour, this part of the hour, it is my base station where I pay my bills. I have to pay the stations. So when we get to the 6 minutes afterwards, the other 50 stations kick in where I don't have to pay, but I have to keep up the satellites with an engineering group. It's a whole system. So even though it's for free, they like this program in the middle of the night. They do like that. And so there's not much business in the middle of the night. And if there is, you know, there are famous talk show hosts who take up time, but they're not able to access that. They need something. And this is the advice line, is when you can't sleep. And so that's how I get 50. It's about 70 stations, all told. And so I have to pay for it in some way and never get any money from it because they're commercial stations. So they put commercials on. But I'm doing this, you know, I'm doing it anyway, with no hope of getting any money. The only money I get is from my basic stations, only 8. See, so they may produce support sooner or later. It will take a year or so. That's what it takes when I buy a station. It takes a year to build audience. So it's all new. So therefore it's important that you keep me on the air. And also I have a commercial station, a commercial program where I can actually talk about politics and things to come. I have been warning the people. Look, I got 117 of those stations. I don't get paid. I do it because I've got this opportunity. It's not about money for me. It's about money for you. Do you want me on or don't you? I'm giving you two free, but because I don't charge. And those who have, can, should. And many don't. And I'm very gracious and grateful, I should say, for the graciousness of those who have kept me going. But it's only, you know, just above water. I need you at this time. I have people who want to give me money. And because, well, they believe that my book is good. And therefore I should go with the book. No, it's a spoken word, I told my friend. And so, but he only will give me a lot of money to sell my book, The Hypnotic States of Americans. And he's listening to me right now, but he won't give me the money with a spoken word, which is much more powerful. A book like that, and the books can't save people anymore. It's the spoken word. That's how the country's being taken over. There's need to be some counter to it. It's me. I know how to fight these so-and-sos. I need armament. I need backup. I need like a warrior. Money to fight these people, to pay the bills, to reach out to good people, and battle the bad ones. Okay. So, I'm just going to find out how much time I've used up. My producers listening to me, Jose, can you come on the air and say, yeah, just say hello to everybody, and you can jump in anytime you want, because when I talk to you, they think I'm talking to myself. It looks like I'm nuts.
That's all right.
Okay. So let me give you the phone number. But we are having a seminar, by the way, you know that. So I think we've got about 15 people so far. We've only got room for 50. So hurry. You see? And let me enjoy your company. Because I really love doing those seminars. 3 hours in the morning, about 3 hours in the afternoon, depends on how strong I am. And it's usually I'm plenty strong. Those hours disappear very quickly. As it's effortless, time flies. Okay, so does this program fly. And my producer here, you can't believe, none of them can believe it, that it feels like just minutes. Whatever the program doing, I'm doing.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
I wanted to tell you that you have helped me a lot.
1-800-866-8883.
I feel that pressure right now, but now that I know the way and I have a relationship with God, I never felt this strong in my life.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is so simple. I know you're a vessel for God. I'm just so happy that He's using you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
There's a little condescending in that last voice, but I will talk to her if she ever calls again. but I'm sure she got something. But we got to be very careful, my friends who've been listening to me, that you don't have me on a pedestal. It's very important that you can listen to me. I mean, you have bad people on a pedestal by default. Because you don't know how to deal with your mom and your dad and the butcher and the baker, the candlestick maker and the president, whatever it is, whoever's the bully, you are an appeaser, so therefore you get your identity from that by appeasing them. You get a certain amount of peace. It isn't peace. But so then there's a tendency to think, well, if a bad person, you know, can hurt me and I have them on a pedestal, I just need somebody else on a pedestal that's a nice person. And so therefore, if I have a nice voice, I don't know what. My voice doesn't sound good to me, but they say it's all right. Then you put me on a pedestal, but I can't help you if you put me on a pedestal. I get in the way of a creator. I get in your way. But you can still hear me if you don't have me on a pedestal. Just listen and see if it makes sense. That's all. Don't study anything. I would like you to be still and know exercise, because that was a gift to me, how to find that stillness so that you can not be entangled with your thoughts anymore and think clearly and have a new master that intuitively moves you and has your being without effort and without the need for stress to function. Okay, now we're going to take our first call. Let me see. We're going to take Joe in California. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Roy. What a pleasure it is to be able to speak with you.
Thank you. It's always nice to have a caller.
Very simple. A couple years ago, met a politically conservative woman, which is on the plus side.
Yes.
Was going through a little bit of a rough time and getting just in the process of getting back on my feet. She was there during that time, extremely jealous, extremely quick to change moods with her. Eventually got back up, started getting back up on my feet, and we were together. And yet...
Yeah, but you're not married, right?
Not married, and we just recently...
And do you have...
blew me off again, or basically... Dumped me for somebody else, or...
Yeah, but it's all right. But let's just stop there because okay. You said enough. You said
right.
A real mouthful. Yeah.
All right.
Look, let me just be very frank with you.
Okay.
You're not a gentleman, and you're too needy for women. And you are a sucker for them. And there's a certain decorum that human beings must abide by. And it is especially important that a man understand the decorum and not fall from it. And unfortunately, the culture that you're in makes you look like you're a man because you can have a lot of women. And there's all kinds of offerings, Viagra and all the rest of it. So sex is becoming just a plaything and not anything serious and dangerous as it's now becoming. And you are one of those people on the way down and never to get up if you're not careful. You need to back away from this woman. There's no way that you can change anything. The best thing you can do is apologize to her for using her, for looking for her approval and being very unmanly. And I'm saying I'm very sorry about that. And I regret it. I've harmed you. And, of course, you've hurt me, but I deserve it. I used you. I didn't know I was using. I thought I was loving you, and you were giving me love. And you were encouraging me because you thought I was wonderful, and you were enjoying my sex. See? But you really weren't. You were hating me all along and having contempt for me because I was abusing you, but you didn't let me know, and you were using my abuse and reeling me in. Do you understand what I just said?
What?
Did you understand what I just said?
Yeah, and but also, too, I think she liked being a bully, and she liked...
Yes, she did, but you gave her yourself to bully. You fed into the tyrant.
Uh-huh. And
now, it could have been, now...
If, could, and as I say, I didn't... This was more about... it was also... trying to make up for her, sticking with me through the tough times.
No.
And
it's all bullcucky.
And
you're missing the point. You're missing. It's off again, on again. You love, she hates. She feels guilty. She sees you're getting better. You're doing better. She stays with you. She's got her security. And she stays with you only not because she loves you, only because there's something in it for her. That's it. Or she's hoping that you become a man, but you don't. As soon as she starts to be nice to you, you abuse her again, but you don't know you're abusing her. You don't know you're using her for your own pleasure. This is what I'm telling you, that you, first of all, you're not married, you don't have any obligations. Because when you get into the woman, see, if you did that, you wouldn't be so sinful as using a woman and drawing up from her the worst in her to serve the worst in you.
So, but her going out and grabbing somebody else...
That's all right. She wants to run. She needs to run from you to another man. That's how she makes the exchange. She doesn't run into space. She runs from you and hopes to find another man. She's had enough of you, and the next man is going to get screwed also.
Right. Now, so here's a couple other things, too, though.
And you both deserve it.
Well, the thing is this.
You're not... I think you're not listening.
Okay.
No, I think you're not listening. You're just going to make excuses for your rotten self. And I can't help you. You've got to be a man and learn to be a man and be gentleman with ladies. I don't care if she's a prostitute. She's somebody's little girl that got broken along the way. And she had a father that, I don't know, might have been a preacher and shoved it down her throat. A lot of prostitutes come from religious families.
Okay, but to me this was not about sex as much as it was hanging out together, being together, getting her approval.
Ah, hold it.
All that stuff.
No, getting her approval.
Right.
That is sick.
Yeah.
That is a sickness.
Yeah.
And it goes together with the sex. It perverts the meaning of sex.
Right.
See,
I also wanted... The thing is, too, is I also wanted to be able to get on top of the situation and master it and find the right way.
You cannot master it by being weak for her.
Right. Right.
You cannot master anything you're weak for. Well, if you're a drug addict, you cannot master the pusher if you're weak for him. Right. If you're weak for women, what a real woman wants is for you to say no, put the fruit down.
Right. And when I let her go for 6 months, she was very excited to see me again and grab me back under her wing.
Yeah. And then she's very excited again. And then she has a longing for that for you because she's addicted to using you, to outuse you as you're addicted to using her.
Right, okay.
Oh, boy, goody, goody, goody. He just came back.
Okay, so now here's the thing, though. This is a little extra. This woman is the kind of woman that changes her personality on the dime, like a little bit.
She's passive-aggressive.
What's that?
She's passive-aggressive. So 1 minute she's good to you. Okay, you want her. And next minute she's angry with you, and you get upset.
Right.
And then when you get upset, you feel guilty.
Right.
You feel less of a man, and then you want more of a woman. And it starts all over again.
Yeah, and this is more extreme than I've experienced with other women at all.
But your point is, you see what you're doing? You just avoided her. You just, there's no substance to you. All you want is pleasure. All you want is someone to love you. And you'll do anything to get that. And that anything will make you a slave, and you'll die from it. Not knowing what life is all about. It's all about pleasure. It's all about somebody loving you. It's pathetic. I'll let you go. Call me again. Oh, hello. I just want to take my call. I just want to mention in this break that, look, I have a website. And you should be getting apps. Please. The country's falling apart. And there may be a point of civil war soon. And maybe you don't see me anymore, but maybe there's a way of getting me if you have the app. Get the app. Then I don't need a network, even though I want the network, but things collapse. Maybe the internet collapses. All hell's going to break loose. I've predicted it. And I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it on this show. I'm glad to have another program where I can say these things and talk politically about the things to come. But on this program, it's all about values and virtues. And the reason why we are collapsing is because that man that just called, listen, I'm not condemning him. I'm saying he ain't got it right now. He doesn't see. He's looking for a solution for me that I can't give him. He's not willing to look at himself and see what a selfish person he is. He looks like he loves women and he wants to do nice things, but he wants something back. He wants approval. There's the key. I spent yesterday talking about men needing the approval of women. That is deadly. Anybody wants to fight me, please. Call 800-866-8883. If you would like to restructure your marriage, you have to learn to love a woman, not to crave her approval. Do you understand, you stupid nincompoops out there? Or stupefied? You cannot get... damned if you get what you want, and damned if you don't. It's like a dope addict, damned if he gets it, and then he discovers how damned he is when he can't get it, and he wants more. He'll do anything for it. You have a fit. It's almost like a spoiled brat. When he can't get what he wants, he throws a fit. And it's the same thing with men when they can't get the fulfillment which only God can give. But he gets it from a woman, just like the addict gets it from the pusher. It's not much different. It sets the stage for a pusher. Don't like it, huh? Are you a doctor? Psychiatrist? Are you a minister? Pick up that phone and say it ain't so. Okay? Pick it up and don't talk to yourself. man, this guy's crazy. That's easy. Okay, something says this guy's a wife of Peter. His wife is a apostate. Okay, that's easy. You tell yourself that. Say it to me. I won't get angry, don't worry. Say it. You can't. Now listen, I want to help you. But I won't force it on you. But if you react to this program, you can see you'll have some pain. You'll have some good pain. If you react to a person who's mean, cruel, then you'll have pain. But you'll become a slave of that person who's pained you. Now, don't intend to upset you. I cannot help but glow in the dark. And therefore, I'm not like other people. And I'm not, I'm a little bit distasteful to you because there's something not right by you. That's why you resent what I'm saying. And when it's really clear, what I'm saying is good. It's just something you don't want to face. You want to hide from it. You've always hid from your problems and tucked it away. But in marriage and relationship, sooner or later that comes out and compounds. 800-866-8883. Now, we've had some good calls. Even the call person who didn't quite make it and didn't quite get it may think to himself, maybe he's right. You see how many women he's had looking for, and each woman has had him, and herself is the worse for wear, more bitter with men, more angry with men, and men more angry with women. And I did want to talk about, you know, the kind of thing that happens when men are so dependent on women, especially young men, that when they can't get what they want, once they've been spoiled by sex and been spoiled because it's easy and you'll get love. You transfer your love from God to the woman. But all you're doing is calling from to a dark side. Looking for the approval of something that is making a woman God. Putting your faith in someone who loves you and gives you a sense of worth, it's absolutely worthless. It's upside down. It's love you're looking for, but not love for what's wrong with you. When a pusher, when an addict cries for love, a pusher rises. You don't want the woman to be a pusher. But that's the role you put her in. And that is the contempt. Or outusing you. Because the good woman has conflict about you. She sees that you think she looks like you look like you love her, but then the sex tells her you're abusing that. We want more and more and more and more until it becomes unhealthy, unnatural. And you bring the worst of out of her to serve the worst in you. How many ways can I say it? And the lines have gone dead except for one call. Now I want you to test me, because this is your problem. Gentlemen, this is your problem. Ladies, this is your problem too. How you can just deal with a husband if you've got one like that? Is your husband a bully for sex? You didn't marry him, you thought he was a good guy. He is a good guy, you're a good woman. But you have wrong ideals. You have wrong concepts. You inherited that, and nobody's ever told you any better, and nobody will. It's very hard to convince you when you have those beliefs and you see everybody enjoying themselves and exchanging relationships and like shaking hands. And everybody looks like they're happy. They're not. You don't see their end. You don't see your own country's end because you're all doing that. Men are getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker for women. And more violent. And women are part of supporting the violence because they want men. They And they're desperate to have a man, even though he's... Do you understand where I'm going with this? Okay, let me take the call. 800-866-8883. I'm Roy Masters. You're listening for the first time. You can get off the floor now and stop swearing at the radio. Give me a call and discuss your problem, because you're an alcoholic, you've got that problem. You're a drug addict, you've got that problem. Except you transfer your need for love to the pusher, or to the bartender, or to the little lady there that was waiting around for some sucker to come along. See? Or you suppress your anger. Or as a woman, you suppress what you feel. You've got family, and what my husband hungers for you, and pushes you and fondles you and draws the worst out of you to serve the worst in him, and you resent it, and you feel guilty, and you're guilted in giving, and you allow yourself to be abused, and then you're becoming sick. And your sickness and your problems with your lower parts will produce cancer there, all kinds of things, emotional breakdown. And when you have an emotional breakdown, you'll come with flowers. And you'll say, oh, how sweet, and you'll hate him because you know that's what he's pulling from you to hope you get better, and so he can continue your service of him. And it's all not unspoken. No one's going to tell you these things. It's not in any book. It's in my book. I've got this book, The Adam and Eve Syndrome, and it's spelled S-I-N. See? And I do recommend that book, but don't all rush at once. This is not an easy sell. This isn't whoopee sell. This isn't all about, you know, O'Reilly sells books about Jesus. He knows nothing about how to help you. It's a nice book to read. It's very nice to hear him suffering and all these nice things. But if you go to my website and download for $10, and if you can't afford the $10, you call my office tomorrow, 800-877-3227, and we'll give you a free download. And if you're a prisoner, behind bars, you can't get any downloads because you don't have computers, and we can't send you a CD, which we send for free. We send you a book, no charge, thanks to the donations that are coming in. All right, now let's take... how many minutes before our break?
About 2 minutes.
You come on the air and say it, so otherwise I think I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I am on the
air. Okay. We will have a little talk, laugh about that. All right, well, if my caller be kind enough... Is it Dale? Yes. Ask him if he'd be kind enough to wait, so I can make a little commercial appeal, and then I'll take him on in for about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Will do.
And then we got Sandra in Arizona, right? Is that Arizona?
Arkansas.
AR. So I get them all mixed up. Yeah, I'm an old geezer. So that's why. Old-fashioned. I'm trying to adapt to all this modern stuff, and I do use a computer, and I have iPhones, and I write my books on my... But it's just still a little bit new. But I like these new ways. I adapt pretty quick. I actually know how to use... I'm just bragging a little bit. I know how to use the software to make pictures and things. And so, I forget the name of it, but I know how to use it. I make nice pictures, do take cameras and touch it up and take people's heads off and put them back on again, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I'm adapting. That's it. I work with my iPhone all day long, sending messages and communicating with business. I've got about 15 hours, 16 hour a day. I only get about 3, 4, 5 hours a night. That's all I get. I'm perfectly strong, thank you. Okay. We'll be right back. Yeah, I just want to read a little bit, something in one of that book. I was just looking at it on my screen, The Adam and Eve Syndrome. And it was the, actually the page is The Confounding Woman and the Confounded Man. Yeah, the confounded. And this is what I was talking about. It's a relationship. It's just the second paragraph. The relationship between man and a woman will be shallow if there's need for it, if a man has a need for her fulfillment, is the full that's being filled, and based upon romantic deception or deep, depending upon what they want out of it. If all they want is each other's to glorify selfish needs and cravings, their relationship will be shallow. But the marriage that is deep has it. But marriage is a deep experience between partners willing to set aside childish wants for mama. I'm talking about mostly men. Anyway, the seminar we're having is typical of 4th of July, but it's always different. And we only have room for 50. We have room in the theater with, you know, very comfortable theater seats for about 75, maybe 100 people. But we don't have any room at the ranch. So if you come late, you will have to pay for your motel, which is 7 miles away. And or you could bring your camper, your trailer, if you want to, as long as it's self-contained. That will be fine. And then you can have your own privacy there. But we have nice rooms, and it's all very professional. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner is superb. And so is the discussions. And you go home. At the last seminar, we had about 50 people, and about 47 said they were completely cured, whatever it was. And by the way, on my website, you will can actually hear my Sunday morning discussion. It's right there. There's a little pane that fades in and out, and one of them says, "Sunday morning conversation. Listen, it's all about, you know, the military, and it's about an hour and a half." Because we've lost the video of it. But if you go to Sunday Morning Conversations, you're going to see the afternoon program, 3 hours, of me doing a seminar. And it can be disturbing to watch. So you do not want children to watch this. Okay? Be sure that you watch it from private. It can be scary. Because there are certain things that has to be done to relieve a person of agony, and it's an exorcism, basically. But it's there, and you can watch it, and it leads up to it. And it's varied, it's not crazy, it's very professional, and there's no excitement, no atmosphere to create such a thing, just me talking to a person and bringing out something that was in there all along. Okay, now, if you...
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I was trying to find the name of the way I make pictures called Photoshop. It's making a little joke on my screen here. Thank you. Okay, so we take our first call. All right, we're going to go to Dale in Florida. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Uncle Roy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Forgive me, because I want to ask a political question. I want to get your feedback on it.
Well, I'm not sure I'd give you political answers on this show.
Right.
But I'll try my best.
I was wondering, am I wrong when I was a person, this women I'm talking, I have political discussion with. I heard a survey that, you know, women at a certain age make up the majority of this country. And in order for this country to turn around, the women have to wake up because they're the majority and they vote.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, men are such sissies and bullies that women have contempt. And with that contempt, if you have a father and mother fighting each other, and man is an angry person or he's a weak person and your mother's the bully, then you have two different parties. One represents, one could represent the Democratic Party, let's say the bully. In my case, I would look at the one who's the bully and the intimidator as the left. And then the one who gives in, limp-wristed, is John Bay. So these become two. We have a two-party system, and they become so that one of those, each one of those, represents a party, and is divided country. A divided family is a divided country, and the women tend to want to, because women are fragile, they want some protection.
Right.
From being divorced and things like that. They need welfare. They need something to help them. And
right.
The government you have is encouraging the woman to be more difficult than she would otherwise be.
Right.
So there you go. So it's, we need to save this country. I have to save you from each other.
Right.
See, men must learn to be men. And the reason why they are weak and feeble is because their father was a bully and a coward. Because men are always one of two things, unless they're men. If they're men, then don't consider anything I'm just about to say. When a man is not a man but looks like one, he's a bully for love, or he's a coward. He's a weenie for love. He is feeble, hungry for the woman's love. And that displaces God. It puts her in a position of drawing the worst out of her to serve the worst in him, and they both go down. The whole country goes down, and the Pied Piper of Hamelin is the president who is encouraged, because for many, many years we have the Soviets, the liberals, not the liberals, because liberals are good people, but what has become compromised Democrats are now communists. And so the best I can say is and the money that's coming from Russia from across these seas, the offshore accounts, is been giving money to the kind of teachers that we get, and the kind of music we get, and the kind of entertainment we get, and it's, and right, how the, you know, the universities are becoming left wing, and it's all socialism designed to break the country down, because you cannot conquer a noble people, and you are no longer a noble people.
Right.
There are noble people, but as a whole, you stink. Okay?
My niece just graduated from college, and they got her head messed up.
Yeah, but you should have enough sense to see that when a college and a university has 80% liberals, and they won't allow a conservative person to speak, you know there's something wrong, and yet you still send them to that college because it's famous.
Right.
And you're stupid if you do that. You are wicked, because you should see the wickedness that's going on, because I've seen it for 54 years. I've been talking about this, and all of it's coming true. You're about to be finished, and I can't find the word for it. People will be rushing in, and you'll be overcome everywhere. Overcome right before the midterms, and you better get your house in order before you do that, before that happens. Okay. So, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the best I can say, because that airplane didn't sink. See, on my commercial program, when I do that free, I'm saying the airplane didn't go down in the ocean. That was misdirection.
I believe that.
Yes, and they've just come out with saying that those blimps, the blink, those noises, what they got, those beings, they were not real. They were just somebody dropped. I said somebody dropped that there down there to give false hope, so that it was the deepest part of the ocean where you'd never find it anyway, even if there is an airplane there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all a distraction, because that airplane is in a hangar somewhere and the people are still alive, and it's going to be repainted and it's going to represent a different airline.
Right.
And they're going to be able to get through, and I know how they're going to do that. I won't bother with it. And just now the border... Megyn Kelly on a Fox said, and had that guest on, that because of our policy of open borders and people want to come here, they're being invited here, basically, because of we're just letting it happen, and there's going to be a huge rushing, we're going to be overwhelmed.
Right.
And with that, you know, comes the bomb.
Right.
And other things, it'd be a perfect storm.
Look what they're doing with the veterans, they added to that.
I know, and I've been saying it for years.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for years. This is a psychological warfare. They've put their own kind of... They've managed to put Soviet-thinking people, communist-thinking people, in positions of power to kill our soldiers, to kill them. To make lists of people to never get help, and to, right. for those people to hide it, they
right.
just there's something wrong. It's not an accident. It's not
right.
just bad policies.
It's by
design. Look at my tweets. Okay, gotta go. Okay, so let me, because it's getting off my subject, but I warn you. You have a communist government now. And people, the bad people are in high places, and it's about to take time to wake up. And just talking about, you know, what does he do this for? He's a weak president, but you can't do that anymore. He is what he is. And he's surrounded by those people, and you're not going to get to them. They know how to play you. They know how to be stoic and frustrate the committees that question them. And make victims out of them. Confuse them and give them nothing. They're paid to destroy. They're paid to be ruthless. And understand the game. The ones for the VA are ruthless. But they're paid for it. It feels perfectly secure. Because the government's behind them. And that's why they're so confident. Eric Holder won't persecute them. Don't worry. They're going to get well paid. They're not going to get fired. The president is not going to fire anybody. Because he's paying them to do that. And he's aloof. You can't get to him. And they're all quite comfortable. You're not going to get... Sorry. I'm losing my gentlemanliness this evening because I'm a warrior. This is real war, and it's being won by Putin. It's not Obama, it's Russia. They've financed all this, don't you see? All right, but that's my answer, that's the best I can do. Okay, we're going to go to Sandra. Hello, Sandra. Sorry, I just...
He pulled it out.
I have to warn you to get away from... I want people to be aware... If you're living in New York, if you don't want to leave New York, send your children out of New York, because what I say nearly always comes true, 95%. And so they want the Russia is made in the aftermath, they'll discover where that bomb was made. Because you can, the telltale signs where it comes from. And then we'll go to war with this kind of president leading, who can lead us downward into this, into devastation. See? In other words, it's a perfect storm. Because if he sees he's losing the treasures of America when they almost got their hands on it, then they're going to be desperate towards the end as it, we approach. And they either want America whole and us as slaves, or they will destroy it. And it, the airplane's on its way soon, just before the midterm's ready to take off. The borders are ready to be overwhelmed. And the terrorists are here already. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And you will be overwhelmed. And it would be bloodshed like you wouldn't believe. And you've just, and you should see it coming. I've seen it coming for 54 years. Everything that's going to happen will happen. Because politics is another form of warfare. It's warfare by other means. And you can take each news and see what is going to happen next if you are perceptive and you can guess motives. The motive for coming to flying to New York is that tower we built. And the Al-Qaeda people are crazy, fixated on it. So this time they got a big airplane in a hangar somewhere and they're going to repaint it. And it's going to come in instead of another airplane, take its place, you'll see. And it gets through the security. They'll do that easy. Goodbye, America. It's nice knowing you. Either you stand up and you help me, or you perish. I won't, because I know what to do. I've already done my homework. Okay, now. Well, I'm going to take my calls now, but I do need to say these things, just a little bit. But it's only because if you have children in New York and you have business, you need to get rid of them before the midterms. Real war. And this is not a weak president, this is a complicit president. You don't get it, do you? Because you're cowards. I think I'll take my calls now. I just want to know, tell you that that we're having a seminar, and I do recommend maybe it be the last one, because, you know, I'd like to go back east, but I see what's coming. And I think you better come west, and when the borders bust, you see, I'm here in Oregon. That's where it's safe. Safer than being near the border. My daughter just bought a ranch in Texas. Well, it's dangerous. Texas is a good place, but the borders are going to, because we're inviting them in. And Megan McKelly just had a man on there. He says that there were just people are waiting to bust in. That the services at the border cannot contain the rush. And then the terrorists that are already here with guns. So when you are told that guns are the problem and try to take your guns away, that they know, those people know what they're doing. They created a society that's full of anger and frustration and violence. So they can say, you know, that guns are the problem. No, those people who say that are communists. They're not your friends. And they tell them Roy Masters said so. See, and tell the people, the news media, tell the news media, the mainstream, they call it, how dare they, mainstream. Tell them, I'm coming after them when all this is over. I really will. Okay, they've been after me for a long time, but it's my turn, and I'm coming after them in a different way. Okay. All right, I'm coming after them even now as I'm talking. I dare them to expose me. Go ahead. All right, now let's get on with the program and be a little bit more... Sandra, hello, Sandra.
Hello, Roy.
Hello, young lady.
Hello.
Never mind the music, just keep going.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
He doesn't want you to be married. He actually hates you for that stepfather. The father not being there is bad enough, and then you get another one.
Yeah.
And why do you another one? Because you want security. There is no security.
Mm-hmm.
See, so
well,
you're part of the problem, and you're a nice lady. I'm not condemning you, but the average person does not know how they're destroying their own children. They have no consciousness that they are projecting their own problems on the children, especially when they get impatient.
Mm.
It's called projection, and you can't help it. My wife just mentioned to me the other day, I caught her doing something, and I hammered away, I'm not angry, but...
Mm-hmm.
And she was defending. She said, I always had to defend myself when I was a kid. I said, why do you have to defend yourself? Why do you have to survive me? I'm the one that loves you. I'm the one that's been with you for 62 years.
Yeah.
You're not pretty anymore. I still care for you. I'm not beautiful, handsome anymore either. But I'm with you. Yeah, but still... She acts like I'm that she needs to defend herself all the time. Then she's nice to me one minute and mean to me the next. I said, what do you want to do that for? See? What do you want to start a fight for? She said, because she's become what she hated.
Yeah.
See that? And I look like I'm the problem. She's okay. It was a crisis for her.
I have anything to do with him.
Well, anyway, I think you need a... I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. It's a mess. I think you better leave the two alone and go find get a life for yourself. It's over for them. And if you can have a life for yourself, if you can become a really noble lady, which you have in you, I hear you, you need a little discipline, a little meditation, and you become a new person... And that new person now have authority. They will see that new person in you, and things begin to change, albeit a little slowly. But do you understand that?
Yes.
You'll be employable. You'll be an entrepreneur type of person. You'll sew things, build things, make things. You'll be able to get a job, get off welfare.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay, so, but meditation will help you. Let those kids go. There's nothing you can do right now. Just go about to changing the self that caused all this to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Become a new person. All right, we can take another call. In London, England, by Jove, we got this. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Uncle Roy.
Yes, I just got about 3 minutes, so have your say.
I know you've talked a bit about politics this evening, Roy.
Just a little bit. They push me.
It's I believe it's the same over here. It's the same thing is happening over here in England. A week ago, we had elections here for local government and to the European Parliament.
Yes.
And the party in the UK, the party that polled the most votes is a relatively new party that's called the UK Independence Party. And I don't know, it's too soon to say whether anything will come of this, but the key for me is this word independence. To the chance for freedom.
But in England, you're basically slave for all these different rules.
Absolutely right. But I know that your seminar that's coming up is on what you in America call Independence Day.
Yes, yes.
And that's not a coincidence.
No, I know that. And
I know I can't come to your seminar, Roy.
But you can watch it. But you can watch it. There's a piece of the seminar on the web right now that it's 2012 afternoon session.
It's very powerful, Roy.
Yeah, I know.
And if I have a few seconds, I would just like to encourage people to come to get somehow to your seminar. And for those of us like me who have been helped in any way, shape, or form from your work over the years, to just send something to help people so that there will be no barrier to people being helped because of lack of funds.
I want to say something to you. We have a branch in England for the last 30 years.
Yes.
And so...
Yes, I am in touch with them all.
And maybe you can help, because he's all by himself. And we're helping him putting up, you know, a website and everything. But he needs some volunteers. And you can grow there, and I'll come there.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Rob.
I'll be there. And kick up a stink. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've kicked up a stink for one night. Thank you very much, and support my program. Thank you. And my son will give you in the commercials.
Roy Masters is going to have an amazing 4th of July seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon. And right now, it is absolutely gorgeous with five lakes, a giant gazebo. You have to experience Roy Masters' 4th of July Liberation Seminar. Liberation from anger, from fear, from guilt, from disease. Your personal Independence Day. You can call 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific Time. Reserve your place at Tall Timber Ranch, 4th of July weekend. The last time they filled up, they were beyond capacity. And if you're ready to have that personal liberation, that personal Independence Day, this is the time to do it. Call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific Time. Make your reservations while... Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well book. What is a donation? To you, it could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think, my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com right now.